Interesting to see what happens. Can't wait to see the Western Bulldogs in 2021. And one of the main men is Jackson McRae, who joins us now. Jackson, thanks for having a chat. And what's it like at this time of year? Is it what we picture? It's just a lot of hard work trying to get yourself as fit as possible. And how do you enjoy this time, and how do you feel physically compared to during the normal season?
G'day, boys. It's always an interesting period. Some boys love this time of the year. I'm probably in the camp where I prefer just to play each week and recover. So it's just about keeping focused on what's important at this point, is making sure you tick every box you can and set yourself up for a big season.
Jack, in terms of this year, it was a different one. Players at the end of the season, end of last season, didn't get a chance to go overseas or really get much of a break. What did you do yourself?
Mine was pretty quiet as well. Just caught up with friends and family for the most part, and caught up with quite a few of the boys to keep fit and train with them as well, which is good. So it was a bit of a different off season, a lot quieter and a lot less expensive as well.
Good point.
Now, personally, you had a tremendous 2020 season. Once again, an All-Australian selection. How did you find it, both physically and mentally, compared to years gone by with the strange setup, the shorter quarters, the uncertainty? Was it a season you enjoyed, or you're pretty happy to see the back of it and get on to 2021, where hopefully normality can be restored?
It obviously was an extremely challenging year, and obviously, ideally, don't have to hub again and all that stuff. It was quite challenging, especially on the people with kids and young families as well. I was lucky enough, not at that stage in life yet, so it wasn't too much of a burden from that point of view, but. I think it is going to be a year we look back on and just marvel how crazy it was at times. But, it was a very interesting year and definitely had its challenges, which I thought, for a club, for the most part, we did pretty well.
Just in terms of the COVID tests, how many COVID tests would you have had in 2020, do you think? And do you envisage that's going to be the same thing? You already would have had a few to get back to training this year as well.
I think we're doing two a week, so... At least we would have done at least 50 for the season. So they're not the worst things in the world. You got pretty used to it. So it was just something that we had to get used to. And if it meant that we could keep the season going, everyone was for it.
We're talking about being away from your family. You're obviously away from your family back here in Melbourne and that. And obviously you've had to follow the fortunes of your brother Finn and at the Pies. How excited are you to see him, be drafted by Collingwood? But also, it's probably tough to ask him to play round one, but wouldn't it be nice to have the McRae versus McRae going head-to-head with the Treloar versus Collingwood headlines?
Yeah, no, it would, obviously. I'd love for him to debut round one. So, as I just touched on with pre-season, I think it's just for him coming in and just, obviously getting to know everyone and starting off really well for him. So that's probably the first advice I gave him, was just, worry about, your first few days of training and don't look too far ahead. It's very exciting for the family. Just can't wait to see how he goes when games come around.
On draft night, were you holding out hope he ended up at the Bulldogs?
Slight hope. It was obviously a bit complicated with Jamara and made it pretty unlikely given our pick situation. So there was a very, very small chance, but just rapt to see him get drafted first and foremost.
Do you see? Tell us about him as a player. We just had a text in from Luke from Horsham about how you compare with each other as players.
He obviously hasn't played in the last 12 months with, unfortunately, their season not being able to play, but he's a bit similar in the sense he obviously he's a midfielder. He's probably a bit classier than I was at that stage of my career, and he's got the ability to kick on both sides of his body as well. And he's a pretty calm and collected player with the footy in hand. So hopefully he can bring those traits to AFL level and, hopefully have a great career.
Now, we spoke about great seasons, and you had another one of them last year for the Bulldogs, an absolute ball magnet in the middle, and that Western Bulldogs midfield, it's so great to watch when it's up and running, the way you all link up so well. In the last couple of years, it's been a little bit frustrating, the results from the team perspective, after that brilliant 2016 premiership. I think if someone had said to you there and then, you won't win another finals game over the next four seasons, you probably would have laughed at them. How desperate are you for the Doggies to get back and be winning finals again in 2021?
Oh, very desperate. I think especially the last two seasons, we've probably started a bit slowly and had to really ramp up in the back half of the year, and it's probably showed by the time we get to finals. Probably haven't played our best performances in those games. So, yeah, for us is a very big emphasis on starting the season very well and not having to get to a point where halfway through the year where we have to win 8 or 9 of the last 10 kind of games. So, yeah, every game is just as important as the other. So it is important that we start the year off well and, really go into a finals position strong.
Have you found that Bulldog supporters, though, they're still glowing from the 2016 Premiership? There hasn't really been any discussion about the fact that you haven't won a finals game since, because you've just made them so happy from that day. I'm sure the players are incredibly driven to get back and have success again, but the fans, they just seem so happy with what they thought would never happen.
Yeah, it is a bit interesting that way. I guess when you look at, clubs like Hawthorn and, those big clubs, they're not satisfied with just one premiership, and from a player's point of view, neither are we. So, yeah, it's very important, to me, and I know how special that moment was, and there's a whole group of people at the club who haven't experienced that as well. So, yeah, I'm very driven more than ever to get us back to that point.
How do you think you'll balance that midfield? Obviously, Adam Treloar coming in is a huge bonus, and the ability to keep Josh Dunkley at the club. How do you think the club will set up that midfield, which looks absolutely outstanding at the moment?
Yeah, it is. It is. A lot of depth in there, which is really important. It's probably something that we've probably haven't had for a few years now as well. So, we're all going to have to be a bit more flexible in there to fit us all in. And I think it's just going to be very exciting to see how we all mesh together. It's always been already been great having Adam down to train with us, and just in a few of the match sims and stuff, it's just to link up with him has been exciting as well already. So, I think it's going to be really exciting how we all play together and see how it goes.
Yeah, we had a little typo in the Herald Sun the other day where the best 22 and Marcus Bontempelli's name was left out by mistake. It was a little mistake. Let's be honest, Jack, did you guys give him a rib about that he wasn't in the best 22 at the Bulldogs?
I think, normally he's probably first pick, so I think for once it'd be nice to see him not on the team. But, I think one of the boys sent it in and had a bit of a laugh about it. But I think he's probably pretty safe in the team for now.
He gets a game, doesn't he?
Now, I can't wait to see the big man in action next season for the Doggies, Steph Martin. In my opinion, one of the most underrated ruckmen in the last decade. Maybe a little bit out of sight, out of mind up in Brisbane, but he's now with the Western Bulldogs. How much do you think that will help Tim English? Because we know Tim is so good, but maybe at times doesn't have that physical presence that a Martin can bring.
Yeah, I know personally from, probably the last 5 years, as you touched on, very underrated. Every time we played Brisbane, we'd always say how good of a ruckman Steph is, and obviously he gave such great service to all those Brisbane midfielders over the years. So, we're absolutely rapt to have him in. And, I think he's going to be huge for Timmy in his development as well, and also help him on the field as well. So, it's very exciting. And we've only had a few sessions together, but, it's very exciting to see how him and Tim are going to play together and how he's going to help our midfield as well.
Just in terms of the limited stuff you've seen of Jamara Ugelhagen at this stage at training, do you expect him to play round one? I know we're putting too much pressure on him and the like, but he's a rare, unique talent, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. His talent is off the charts, obviously. So, I think the club and all of us aren't putting too much pressure on him and just see what happens and go from there. And obviously there's a few practice games before and see how he goes if he plays in those. And I think if he's ready to play round one, he'll play. And if not, then I'm undoubtedly sure he'll come at, he'll play many games. So, everyone gets very worked up about round one, but there's still a lot of games after that. And he's going to be a very exciting player for a long time.
When you introduce yourself to someone, do you go with Jack or Jackson? Because all the commentators run with Jackson and Macca's running with Jack.
I used to say I've always been Jack, and I normally get Jackson when I'm in trouble from my parents.
I like it.
I'm happy with Jack.
What about Bevo when he needs to give you a bake?
I'm normally Jacko, so Jacko at the club, Jack everywhere else.
Now, you're in pre-season at the moment, but obviously you've got a little bit more leisure time than the normal season. What do you like to do off the field? Do you like to get the golf clubs out, tune into the cricket or the American sports? What do you enjoy doing in your off time?
Yeah, a bit of that. I've been playing quite a bit of golf lately. Play a lot of PlayStation. Love the NBA. Love the cricket. So, I love all sports pretty much. And, watch a lot of movies, and pretty quiet kind of guy. I don't go out too much, so I'm pretty happy just chilling out and spending time with family and friends.
Who's your NBA team?
Boston Celtics.
Okay, they could be in for another big season. I think we call you Jackson McRae because it just rolls off the tongue so well.
Whatever works for you, whatever easiest.
Well, let's hope we're calling you getting lots of possessions and lots of Dogs victories in 2021. Thanks very much for having a chat, and go well this year.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for having me.
Thanks, Jack.